and you are my gracious and holy Redeemer. Amen. I often wonder what comes to mind when the word reveal is offered. Usually, you know, the word reveal is not even mentioned in any type of conversation when there is something exciting that has happened and people want to share. Instead of the word reveal, there is this moment of either joy or surprise when someone says, "Listen, I have something to tell you." I get a little bit frazzled when someone says, "Listen, Pastor, I have something to tell you." Because I'm not sure whether I need to brace myself for a terrible news or I have to brace myself for something really incredible at that moment. I was reading last night that there is a word in the Buddhist tradition that says joy. And whenever they are joyful, they say mudita. It means there is this incredible gift of joy. In the African tradition, I think they also have a word. It says ubuntu. I mean, it's a gathering of people sharing the good news from the community. So I have something to tell you. There is something revealed for you. And I realize it's almost a conspiracy because you are almost drawn to an inner circle of secrecy which you neither crave nor desire. You just don't know what will come up next. Is someone going to pull your strings, or are you going to pull the strings for somebody else? I read of an African-American mystic, a man in the mystical tradition of deep prayer. I heard of him many, many years ago, but you know, when I read my Bible and I read some devotional commentary, his name always comes up. His name was Howard Thurman. And he wrote that there is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the genuine in yourself. The sound of the genuine is the only true guide you will ever have. And if you cannot hear it, you will all of your life, spend your days on the ends of strings, and someone else pulls it. I thought of that. I thought, wow, that's very powerful. Either you hear yourself in the spirit, or someone else will pull your strings. And then I look at the scripture, and I realize that the wise men were at the court of King Herod. These powerful individuals trying to jockey for position. Who's pulling the strings? Herod said, "You know, if you tell me the place where Jesus was born, I am going to go there and offer my homage to him." And the wise men also listen, who's pulling the strings? Because God has revealed something else. So reveal is a word that calls us together to consider that we can live a life of influence in small circle that becomes a bigger circle. And I think I have shared something like this in our service, that when we use the word reveal, it's kind of like standing at the edge of a pier or wherever you may find yourself in a small pond, and you throw a pebble. And I think you see what happens, isn't it? The pebble lands on the water, and there's a small ripple effect that radiates from the center, and then all of a sudden it disappears. But sometimes when you throw a pebble and you see the ripple effect, sometimes it jumps from that ripple effect and joins another ripple effect. It radiates out. And then all of a sudden, you find the water calm, quiet. Nothing is happening. Smooth again. And I think it is that precise moment that God is revealing something to all of us. We may never know what it means, but in due time, God will speak to you in a very special way. And so I know of a popular song expressed in this way. I remember when we were traveling to Texas with a group of young people to attend a youth conference. I had about 17 in that van. And I was so afraid because whenever we stopped, you know, I had to count to make sure that everybody was accounted for. I think it was 17 or 16. But they were small youth, so they were able to fit in that van. I remember going to some places, maybe in Oklahoma, and all the people were looking at that. You know, how come this man and another person carrying or driving all of these children going somewhere else? And, you know, in Oklahoma, you never know whether you are traveling with illegal immigrants or with somebody else. And so, and we were there, but they received us with graciousness and hospitality when they realized that we were going to a church camp. And so instead of trying to be fearful, what was revealed to me was the tenderness, the graciousness of God's people, even if we were strangers to one another. Think of it this way. Because during that time, remember there was a tidal wave that destroyed, I don't know where it was. Was it in Indonesia? Sri Lanka? And thousands of people died. And as we were traveling, I remember listening to this popular song. It says, every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. And you know the rest of the lyrics. Waves of mercy, waves of grace, your love has captured me. How can this be? Think about, for a moment, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, and the setting was in that manger. God was revealed in Jesus. I realize that when God reveals himself to all of us, you know, it's not really neat. It's not really orderly. When God reveals himself to us, it's always messy. It's always a messy revelation. Never heard before, for example, how Christ came into being in the history of humanity. Yet there is that tenderness. And I think that tenderness is a good alternative to the harsh reality, especially the harsh reality of intrigue orchestrated by Herod. You see, in the history of the church and in the history of God's people, Herod clawed his way all the way to the top. So he was really a puppet by the Roman governor. You know, during the Roman Civil War and all of things were happening, Herod the Great clawed his way to the top, and he did good because he was able to build massive building programs in Caesarea facing the Mediterranean Sea. It was there that the Roman supply ships came, and it was there that the whole economy of that region in Palestine flourished. It was also during his time that the second temple was expanded. So he was really doing a pretty good thing. He was really powerful. And yet, when I look at the scripture, especially in that particular moment when the wise men visited him, remember the scripture, it says, they were so afraid. He called the chief priests and the rabbis and all of the people who were very instrumental and influential, but they trembled. The whole nation trembled because of what was revealed to them. On the other hand, the wise men and the shepherd were overwhelmed with joy. And the scripture says that this light is to be the light for the nations. Herod plotted, but the light of God was able to shine. But I think there's more to it in the story. How come they were troubled by this news? We have to assume that the shepherds and the rabbis and the chief priests knew what a savior would do. They don't know the timeline. Of course, they don't have no idea what the Messiah would look like. You know, they assume that the Messiah would come. But it's also interesting because during that time, Augustus, who was the adopted son of Julius Caesar, consolidated power in the Roman Empire. And so he was rising. And he declared that Julius Caesar was a divine being, and he himself is the Son of God. And so Augustus, because of his claim to be divine, started to mint coins. And when they minted coins, his image was in these coins. But can you imagine that? In the daily economy of God's people, they see his face. Poets wrote songs about the rise of this Savior. When Jesus later on in his ministry declared, "Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar," he was referring to these minted coins. Give unto God what belongs to God. It was a reaction to what was revealed. And we know what the scripture says. You cannot serve both God and mammon. What was fascinating was the depth of the conviction of the priest and all the legal experts. Without hesitation, in reply to the question, where is the Messiah going to be born? Where is the birthplace? And they said, well, in Bethlehem, in Judea, the least among the rulers of Judah, because he will come from that place and he will govern his people. He will be the shepherd of Israel. The hope was real. And in a way, this was a pivotal moment. But it was a hard concept to get around. A hard concept of a Messiah in the form of a child born in the manger. But God was revealed. They were filled with joy. The shepherds kept watch. The Lamb of God. Donna told me that we found Jesus. We have been looking for Jesus for almost 2 days. And Donna found Jesus wrapped in the same box from which it came from. You see, the beginning of the new year can find us at the crossroad of faith. I know some people are afraid. Afraid of the future, afraid of what will happen. We are afraid because we do not know what the future will bring in terms of our own physical being. If you are going through some difficult times, you know, we are afraid what is going to be in store for us. If you are in physical pain, are you going to be healthy again? If you are feeling some of the trials and temptations in daily living, is it going to be different? If you are having some problems with your relationship, whether it's spiritual relationship or a relationship with the church or with God and with one another, you know, it's really the crossroad of faith. But what was revealed was the promise of the age to come. I don't know how many of you have made New Year's resolution. I stopped doing New Year's resolution because the day after I always fail. But you see, God never reneged on the promise to bless us, especially when it is very difficult. Each one of us, we are given a steadfast faith. When we are weary and when we are tired, there is that steadfast faith that is given to us because the love of God flows from His throne. God will never renege on His promise. So really, there is this wonderful opportunity for all of us, you know, to be together, to experience the goodness of God. And like the song that we're going to be singing later on, to rise and to shine. Because God is doing a new thing. God is giving us a new song. We are given a steadfast faith. We are invited to be attentive to the Spirit of the living God and allow God to be revealed in a fresh, new way. Like the disciples, like the shepherds, like the wise men. In doing so, when God is revealed unto us, we are filled with joy. We may go home like the shepherds and the wise men. They went home by another way. We may go home in different tradition, in different ways. Some of you will exit this way, I hope, and turn left, even though you cannot turn left. But most of you will turn right. Some of you will exit this way, go to your left, go to your right. And some of you will have some time to eat lunch or be with your family. We go home by different ways. But God goes with us. And God is with all of us in different ways. When God is revealed, it is Christ who restores us. Not only our own fortunes, but more importantly, God's fortune to bless us in new ways. So be not afraid. Be of full cheer. Be full of joy. Because God's steadfast love is forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let's stand and sing, "What Child Is This?" and "We Three Kings."
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, who shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies He in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, who shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring Him incense, gold, and myrrh, our peasant king to own Him. The King of kings salvation bring, nations that loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, Alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.